What's up? What's up? Here we are with What's the Tea Friday night doing our thing. This is Teresa and
Teresa.
All right, tonight's episode is going to be about
People who put themselves in a relationship, but it's a one-sided thing because the other person isn't in a relationship with them.
It's sort of kind of like I go with you, but you don't go with me.
Right.
Yeah. So, to get that conversation started, I personally feel as though a lot of women tend to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you may have some men too, but I know for myself, you know, going through life, I've done it.
Yeah.
Where a man or a guy will come into it telling you that they're not ready for a relationship, or that's not what they're looking for. And because you've already painted a picture of what you want with this particular person, it's like what they're saying is going over your head because you're like, oh, I'm going to make sure that this does happen.
Yeah. Let me make that change happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And this change is going to happen. So have you had any situations like that?
Yeah, I have. And when you get to that level, you have to take a step back and remind yourself of what the start was. Because if you don't, then again, you're setting expectations for something that's not going to happen. So you have to ask yourself, is this the type of thing that I want to be in? Because if it's not what you want to be in, then you need to back it out before it goes further. Because you're just going to end up looking like a damn fool.
Yeah, and hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Because we tend to try to put the blame on the man. And we say things like, why couldn't he be honest? I just wanted him to tell the truth. Or why didn't he say this to me and give me the choice? But he did.
Right.
In the very beginning, with the initial conversations that you had, he let you know, this is not what I want.
Right.
I'm not looking for a relationship.
Right. And you know, it's funny because I think a lot of us that get in those type of relationships, it's because we just want somebody in our life.
Yeah.
And so therefore, what we do is we think in our head, I can handle it. I can do it. And then eventually it changes because you start to catch feelings.
Yeah.
And when that feelings get involved, that's when you start painting pictures that are not really ready for you. So you have to, again, it's tough, but you got to say, you have to express your feelings and say sometimes how you're feeling, and you would hope that the person that you're talking to would stop you and say, wait, this is not going in the direction that we intended it for us to take it. So let's reel it back and look at what was said. Sometimes they have to repeat that a few times because, again, some of us don't. We just want to block that side out and just look at what we feel like we want to look at. We don't care.
Well, or like for me, I used to just be like, I want what I want and I'm going to get what I want.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
In all actuality, I was playing myself. Because when you go into a situation and there's no no standards, no boundaries, nothing set. And this person has already told you that they're not looking for that with you. Because I kind of think, I mean, and I guess a guy would be able to tell us for certain, but I think a man knows.
Exactly.
When he gets involved with a person, or when he meets a person, he knows if this is someone that he wants to try to pursue something with. And if off the back he's telling you no, but he still has that lustful eye, then that's all it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's only going to be you and him. What we going to do, baby? Yeah. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be, I mean, it could be night after night. It could be in the middle of the day. However the situations come about, but that's all it's going to be is sex.
Right. Yeah.
And when you find that you're the one who is asking the guy to do things with you or to, when he's not really putting forth any effort into spending the time with you, meaning you have to initiate everything.
Right.
That's a clear sign also.
Yeah.
That guy is not interested in you the way you want him to be interested.
Right. That's true.
And he's probably already told you that this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. I don't want a relationship, but I'm willing to give my body to you, and that's it.
Right. That's true. That's true. And so, isn't it, though, from the woman's perspective, and we're just assuming this always happens, because we're speaking from a woman's perspective. But shouldn't the man be at fault as well? Because you know you're setting this woman up.
Well, the woman's setting herself up, but the men know that women are emotional creatures and that we let our emotions get involved. When they've run across a female who they clearly see is taking it further, like she's in a relationship. Like, okay, for instance, and tell me if you understand this or not. If, let's say the guy that you're dealing with, he asks, he says, okay, I'm coming by. If he can't come by and you guys are not in a relationship, you can't get mad. I mean, you cannot get mad.
Why am I laughing? Because...
Yeah, why are you laughing?
Because I'm in that. Let me just say it. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it to me, it's like, again, we set expectations. And it's our own fault because we set those expectations. We should have never set those expectations, and then we wouldn't be upset or mad. So we have to hold ourselves accountable for that. It's like, take a step back again. What did this man say he didn't want? But that man, again, has to understand, okay, we are listening, but we're listening to 10, maybe 20% of what you told us. The other 80% is our mind saying, oh, we can make this happen.
Because we value intercourse. We are emotionally invested when we have intercourse with certain ones. Now, you know, you got some females that can share themselves with any and everybody.
Yeah.
But there are some who, if I give myself to you, then I'm going to expect all of you in return. But a guy seems to not think that way. If he goes into it in the beginning telling you that this is not, I don't want a relationship with you, but I want a friendship. And a lot of times that friendship will turn into something more intimate.
Yeah,
he still looks at it as a friendship, sort of like a business. This is my business, and I'm focusing on it as a business, and I'm not letting it go any further than that.
Right.
We have fun. We enjoy each other. But all the other extras, I don't want it with you.
Right. And I think that's where we have to put back in our head, like everybody knows, and I've seen this over and over and over, a man knows if you're the one within a few weeks of knowing you. So if that man hasn't said to you, I mean, again, that's where sometimes you have to have that conversation is, okay, so this is where honesty, I feel, has to step into play. And you have to have that conversation to say, honestly, and I want your honest feedback on this. What do you foresee happening with this? Is this going to continue to just be a friends with the...
Is that what he told you?
But that's what you have to ask. That's what he started at the beginning. But has that changed?
But I think, me personally, they'll let you know.
I don't think they will.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. We need to ask them.
I think as long, think about it. As long as they can get what they got, why change it?
Well, no, what I'm saying is if, okay, so why ask? Why ask them if it's changed, if you're still giving them the milk?
Because think about this. I think, okay, and again, I can only speak for myself, but if, let's say, 6 months ago, yeah, we started doing whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what you said. Mm-hmm. Okay, but 6 months has gone by. Mm-hmm. By now, you should know a little bit more about me than what you knew at the beginning. You should know what kind of person I am by now. Whether we click, whether we don't. Mm-hmm. So, that's where you want to ask, because...
But you're not going to have to ask.
You shouldn't have to, but we do.
Yeah, but we should... We did, but the reason why we shouldn't have to ask is because... If that man, if changes have occurred from the time he told you he doesn't want a relationship, if something has changed in between that time, you will know, because he's going to put forth that effort. And he's going to be the one that's going to take you out. He's going to be the one that's going to offer his time, or, hey, I want to come by. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? Or, hey, I'm about to come pick you up. You want to go out to eat or something like that. He's going to make time for you.
Right.
But usually when it's just a situation where the guy is still in that same mindset, because he sees you the same way he saw you in the beginning, you know, with maybe, you know, a bit more caring feelings for you. He's going to continue being the same way. You're gonna still question. What it is that he wants from, like, what does he want from me? It's been 6 months, and I don't see a difference. And he's not telling me if he, he's not telling me anything, or he's not making me feel like, you know, he wants to be with, really be with me, because he don't.
Right. He just and wants. I think that's what's the kicker part is, we don't want to be, what is the word?
Face the reality.
Well, yeah, we don't want to face reality, and we don't want to be. Oh my gosh, what is the word I'm thinking about? We don't want to be let down. So,
who's letting us down?
We feel like if he says, nah, I still don't want you, then you've let me down. I'm not good enough. That's what we think. We feel like, okay, then I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for you.
But if you were... okay, so in the beginning, right? And I'm saying this because I feel like I have evolved from that place, how I used to be, when I was, you know, feeling like, oh, I could change this person. But if it's a situation where he has told you, I'm not looking for a relationship, but that's what you want. You want a relationship. At some point, but he's saying, no, that's not what I want. I just want us to grow a friendship, build a foundation. Because everybody says, well, I want to build a foundation as friends first, and then see what happens.
Right.
If it comes about where you are still building that friendship after 6 months.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Just a friendship.
Yeah. That's the reality. And it's almost like for some of us who get into relationships like that, we need a freaking support group. And I'm saying that because I'm saying, okay, if we had a support group that said, okay, basically, you've got to hold yourself up better than that, because you know you deserve better than that. So as long as you continue to allow that, that just proves to us that you, to me, it says we're weak.
You don't think enough of yourself, so why would you expect another
that man
person
to do it? Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I'll give it 6 months. I'll give it 6 months. But then after that, I'm done. Because, in all honesty, they say a couple weeks they know. Like I said, I'll give it 6 months. After 6 months, if you, I'm still in that friend zone, then that's exactly what we're going to be, but we're going to cut out the other part of it. You're an acquaintance now. You're not really a friend. You're an acquaintance. And therefore, you have to keep in your mindset, mm-hmm. I deserve better. I deserve better for myself. Is this what I want for myself? And that's what you have to keep saying. And if we had a support group that said every day, don't fall for it, don't do it, then maybe some of us would not continue in that type of relationship or type of thing.
I'm doing the opposite. I'm going to not give myself mm-hmm. to any and everybody, especially if I know that this is not not serious.
Right.
So at some point, you got to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm not going to give myself up mm-hmm. to something that I don't want.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you shouldn't even have to cut it off at 6 months, really, because you shouldn't.
Right.
I mean, not unless you just want it. If you just want it.
Yeah.
And.
But see, that's where the two-sided head for me comes in. Mm-hmm. Because I'm also one of these people that says, why are you focusing mm-hmm. on tomorrow, the next day, whatever? What you doing today to make yourself happy?
So is that all that makes you happy?
No. There's other parts to it. But what my mindset too mm-hmm. is this. Okay, this is all this person wants from me right now.
Right.
So for now, I'm going to keep doing this because I enjoy it. Okay. But I'm also looking for somebody else to fill in that other spot who's going to come in. Who's going to come in and say, I don't want that friends with benefits or friends with whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to build a relationship with you. Guess what happens to that friends with benefits? Oh, you took 6 months and you realized I wasn't the one you want to be in a relationship with. But this person took a day and realized I was the one he wanted to build a relationship with. So I got to move on. That's the way I see it. I live for today. So I'm going to enjoy what's today. But that person who said what he said to me mm-hmm. needs to understand, oh, she's still looking. She's still out there trying to find that person she want to be in a relationship with. Because you sidestepping. So you got to make up your mind or you're going to lose her. That's the whole point. Is she worth losing? Because you're going to lose her. And if you don't care,
I don't think they care.
Then keep on rolling until she finds that other person. But when she finds that other person, then don't decide, no, I really want you. Nope. You had all that time. You should have popped in on it while you had it.
But I still think that we as females need to not set ourselves up.
Yeah.
Because we cause a lot of the aggravation and the stress and the questioning and all of that, setting rules and boundaries.
Yeah.
For setting relationship rules and boundaries for somebody who said they want to be just your friend.
Right. And you also set it up too, because you think about it, if that's what he said he wanted was friends with whatever, mm-hmm. that means, again, like everybody says, you're not the one. So yeah. What's he doing? He's still looking for somebody who is the one.
Yeah.
And he's just using you until he finds the same thing that I just said I was doing. Mm-hmm. I'm just using you until Mr. Right come along. So they have to, that's where you have to think, is this really what I want to do? And it's so hard because, again, I'm one of those people that says live for today, not for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if it makes me feel good today, then why not? But I've had days when it makes me stressed. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. That's why I say I'm glad I'm not in a relationship, because that stresses you out.
I think a positive relationship mm-hmm. where it's equally yoked is not going to be as stressful.
Right.
But when you've created the relationship, which is what we as females do a lot of times.
Yes, we do.
We create relationships in our minds mm-hmm. and based off of the relations mm-hmm. that we are having with the gentleman mm-hmm. or the guy. Mm-hmm. And they're still in the mindset of, oh, this is just my friend that I'm smashing. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, this is my boo. This mm-hmm. is my man.
Yeah.
This is my this and that. And mm-hmm. and it's nothing like that. It's not It's not on both ends.
Right. Yeah. And that's what's sad is because, too, you know, you think about, you have to think in your head, am I the only person that they're doing that with? And you know you're not. And that's another thing that you set yourself up for, is to say, okay, I might get them on Monday, but who getting them on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah.
And that can be stressful too. And so that's why I have to think, I just live for the day. I can't focus on tomorrow. Because I could wake up tomorrow. I may not wake up tomorrow.
You could live for today. But if it's somebody that you know that you really want to... I'm going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was this guy that I was one of the love of my lives. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For some reason, it just wasn't meant for us to be together. We lived in two separate places, and this is somebody I grew up with, known ever since we were like little kids, who we grew up in the same city, same area, but then as adults, we split off, went in different directions.
Right.
There were opportunities we had to be with each other, but he was married.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the relationship that I was in at the time. But we didn't do that. We didn't cross that line at that time, because we had enough respect for each other not to do that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a friendship.
Yeah, it is.
That's a friendship first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I say that because I respected what he had.
Mm-hmm.
He was respecting what I had at the time, and we knew that the feelings were still there between us, but we didn't allow it to get to that point at that time, right? So maybe as women, when you meet a guy, because just like they know, you know too, if this is a guy that you could see you, because we start envisioning and painting pictures and damn near walking down the aisle, getting married in our head to a guy that we see that we really, really like.
Yeah.
If it's somebody that you can see yourself with and you feel like this might be somebody that I would want to be with eventually, maybe that's the one you need to kind of build a true friendship with, because you're not going to sex your friends.
Right.
Like, that's, I got plenty of male friends.
Yeah.
I have not physically been with.
Right.
But I have people that I have been with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Guys that I've been with. So that's where I am.
Yeah.
If it's somebody that I feel like, hey, maybe, you know, we can get somewhere at some point, then we're going to learn each other as friends first.
Yeah.
See if this is really the person on both ends.
Right.
And go from there. That way, that'll kind of avoid the expectations, the hurt, the tears, the changes, the losing the person out of your life completely. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's not easy, and that's why sometimes you have to reevaluate yourself. Do I want to set myself up to be in another friends with benefit type situation? Because, you know, I've been in a friends with benefits relationship since I got divorced, which was in 2007.
Ooh, yeah.
So there has never been a serious relationship ever. Not that I'm not looking for it, it's just that it's never been there. And I guess that's because I'm attracted to the individuals that don't want to be in a serious relationship, and I know it from the get. I don't know if that means I'm scared to get back in a serious relationship.
So deep down, do you feel like you might be a little...
I don't want that hurt anymore. That's why I say I got to... It's a two-sided story. I got two-sided head, I guess. I got the Teresa side and the Renee side. And the Teresa said, again, you're not ready for a relationship. And the reason why is because you think somebody's going to hurt you just like the other one. The last one you had did.
That was so long ago.
I know. And yet, I still have that blockade up that says, don't even go there. Because you hurt so bad with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think your heart could take a second time like that? And I don't want to do that.
So, but are you? But aren't you being hurt? Aren't you?
It doesn't hurt as bad.
Is it because you're not to the point where you fall in deep in love as you had with your husband?
Once you, let me tell you, once you start to feel that you're falling deep in love, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm backing up because I'm scared at that point. I'm scared. When I get to that deep love, mm-hmm. I'm scared. And I'm going to be like, let me back off. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want that hurt anymore.
So you sound like a broken... You sound like someone that's broken uh-huh. and that needs some fixing.
Yeah.
And once you get the fixing that you need, then maybe that true friend will come along.
But I think, too, it's like this. If you can, if you have a true friend mm-hmm. that your focus is building trust with, I won't worry if that person is going to hurt me because I know I trust them. They would never do that to me.
I trust no one.
And that's the problem. I don't trust anyone.
I mean, but it's not to the point where I'm going to hurt myself by not trusting a partner. No. Mm-hmm.
But it makes you think, too, is
for Wait, I don't mean to cut you off. But if you don't trust anybody, I mean, if you trust, if you're building trust and then you say you don't trust people, mm-hmm. how do you have expectations for individuals? Because you would already feel in your mind like, oh, I don't even trust that they're going to come over.
Yeah.
Then how do you have those expectations? Because you already know that they're in your mind. You don't trust the fact that they're going to come. So.
But that's why I have to live for the day. I've got to mm-hmm. learn that. I got mad. I'm learning. Mm-hmm. Now I just got to say it is what it is. It's today. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Don't set the expectation mm-hmm. that they actually going to fall through. Because they've said it before. They were, you know, and they lost your trust. So you don't, they got to build that back. They got to build that back. But I think for me personally, the best man's going to be for me is somebody who's been hurt too. Who's been through what I've been through.
Really?
And then they know they felt that hurt. They felt that. So when we're talking and they say that same thing happened to me. Okay, then how did that make you feel? Well, let me tell you how it made me feel. Mm-hmm. And then when you've been hurt like that, you know what the other person feels like, so you're not going to do that. And I would rather be with somebody who's like that, who's been hurt like me.
Do you think a lot of good guys have been hurt like that?
Yeah. There has mm-hmm. to be somebody, you know, because there's a lot of trifling women out here.
Yeah.
I used to say it was a lot of trifling men, but I'm learning. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trifling women out here.
Yeah.
They have babies by men. They don't know who the freaking daddies are.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it off on the wrong dad, on the wrong dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait a minute, that ain't even my kid. So that hurt that he has, he's, you know, he's been there. So he's not going to, I think I could be in a better relationship with a person like that.
You think so? Mm-hmm. So if you hook up with a person that's been there, that knows the pain and the grief behind that, mm-hmm. and he might have worked on himself, mm-hmm. do you feel like maybe you need to step back and kind of leave the dating scene for a while to work on yourself in order to come run across someone who may have experienced what you experienced?
I could do that. mm-hmm. But again, I won't, because
you live for today.
I'm living for today. I'm not trying to wake up. I don't want to be lonely. That's the thing about it. I don't, it scares me to think that I might be lonely.
Really?
Yeah.
But okay, that's another topic.
Yeah.
But if you are, is it that you don't want to be alone? Or you don't want to feel lonely?
Which I don't want to feel lonely.
You don't want to feel lonely.
Because okay. anybody that knows me knows I'm an independent person. Mm-hmm. I do everything on my own. I don't ask for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So all I ask for is to be honest,
mm-hmm.
to communicate some. You ain't got to communicate everything because I don't want to know all your business.
Right.
To have some type of loyalty to me that says, you know, you're my friend, we gonna do whatever, we gonna, you know, let's spend time together, let's do things. Mm-hmm. However, the other side of me is like, I know ain't nothing gonna happen. That's why I guess gotta keep in my head, nothing's gonna happen with this.
Thinking back on the last fake relationship you created in your mind. Mm-hmm. What you're saying now, did you implement those same tactics for that relationship?
Working on it.
That you created.
We're working on it.
You're working on it. Okay. Because mm-hmm. I'm by myself now. I'm by myself because I got to do a lot of fixing.
Yeah.
Within me. Yeah. So.
And it's funny because Amari and I had that same conversation just mm-hmm. before you this started. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. We're the reason why we tolerate so much knowing we deserve better mm-hmm. is because we are lonely. And the difference too is this. Like, okay, for me, if I had other things going on other than just chilling in the house, mm-hmm. working, mm-hmm. working out, I don't do nothing else. If I had other stuff happening.
You want that companionship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I had other stuff happening, mm-hmm. I wouldn't give a rat's patootie mm-hmm. about what this one doing at all. Because mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, I'll catch up with that one when I'm done doing mm-hmm. whatever I need to do. Mm-hmm. But instead, I don't have any extracurricular activities other than what I do already.
Then that means you need to create some extracurricular activities because that man mm-hmm. that's going to come along for you, mm-hmm. he's going to want to catch up to you versus you waiting on him to come and he's busy doing whatever he's doing. He can't come.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So you have to start doing more things. And that's a part of fixing yourself mm-hmm. within, I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you can have it going on all you want.
Yeah.
But if you still feeling broken mm-hmm. and you still feeling like that lonely feeling and all mm-hmm. that, then it's something else more that you need to do within yourself. Because you should be happy with just yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I could be happy by myself for a day or two. But then after that, I'm like,
do.
I can't do it. And that's mm-hmm. the thing. And two, sometimes, which people don't believe it, but a lot of things that I do is a stress reliever.
You mean that? Like physical? Okay.
I mean, working out is supposed to be a stress reliever for me. But also, the other part is a stress reliever for me. So
with that stress reliever, you know, you get a whole bunch of gratification along yeah, with it.
Exactly. So sometimes when the stress just builds up, mm-hmm. and you're just like, I can't take it. I gotta do it. And you do.
That's when you have attitudes and all that.
Yeah.
If you ain't getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that could be a problem. Because I deal with that quite often. And I don't even know why I'm stressed. I just get stressed.
That's because you probably, if you're stressed now and the way that you're drinking that, you're lacking. You probably need some. Sorry to say. And the coffin says it all. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and come to a close for this episode. The end result of what we were basically saying is, ladies, let's not create things mm-hmm. that aren't there, mm-hmm. pretty much. Work on yourself. Be the person that you would want to attract within your life mm-hmm. so that when they look at you, they'll see the prize within. Right. And they will not tell you, oh, I'm not interested in a relationship with you. That's not to say they're not interested in a relationship, period. Mm-hmm. They're just not interested in a relationship with you.
Right.
And you are the prize for mm-hmm. someone. Maybe not their prize, but you are the prize for someone. Mm-hmm. Any closing words, Teresa?
Nope. I think you nailed it to the point that it is what it is. Again, if your mindset is like me, mm-hmm. live for today, not for tomorrow.
Yeah. And believe it or not, a lot of men are honest.
Yeah.
And they do tell us the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to listen to what they say in the very beginning.
Right.
Because they usually don't steer away from that. Mm-hmm. Now, their actions may speak a little different.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime. Mm-hmm. But their words will say it all.
Mm-hmm.
They be like, oh, action speaks louder than words. Mm-hmm. Not in all cases.
No.
That's the problem. That's
definitely
why we get
not.
That's why we want to create relationships when it ain't none.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and stop this here. We thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with What's the Tea. And we are out.
Bye.